Visiting today with Dr. Roslyn Biggs with OSU's College of Veterinary Medicine, we've been talking about the importance of BQA. But first of all, I want you to just kind of tell everybody a little bit about what that means.
Sure. BQA is beef quality assurance, and it's really a commitment from beef cattle producers to our consumers that says we are providing a safe, wholesome, healthy product from the calf all the way to harvest.
What are some of the best practices if you're following the BQA guidelines?
Sure. BQA is really, it's an entire program. And so for my specific focus, I am really promoting herd health protocols to beef cattle producers and having that relationship with their veterinarian. The veterinarian can help guide them if they have questions and establish protocols well in advance of emergencies for things like treating common illnesses. Also, from a producer perspective, we want to make sure that we're, again, getting back to providing that safe, wholesome product for our consumers in the way that we treat our animals, from safe handling techniques all the way through medication and making sure we're following label recommendations and keeping records all the way through.
Now, you talked today about why it's so important to have a great relationship with your veterinarian. Why is this such a big deal?
Well, you know, it's I really view the producer and the veterinarian as team members. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be a mutually beneficial relationship. We have fewer and fewer rural veterinarians that, and certainly fewer and fewer in the beef cattle industry. And so we want to build those relationships well in advance of that, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning calf pull, that we can be. We've got to have the support from a veterinarian standpoint. We've got to have the support of producers to be able to sustain our businesses. But on the other hand, veterinarians absolutely have a commitment to producers. I have veterinarians that want to be able to do more and help producers be successful and profitable.
And you brought up a great point. I mean, when you're in the thick of things, having to pull a calf or one's backwards, being able to just reach out and have someone actually answer the phone is huge.
Absolutely. We've seen this across veterinary medicine and definitely in the pandemic, that veterinary practices are very, very busy in all species, but certainly in the beef cattle industry as well. And so, you know, we're seeing that you need to have that relationship well in advance, because there's only so many hours in the day too, and you want to have that partnership established before you're in a train wreck.
Absolutely. Well, I know bruising, branding, and horning can have an effect on the carcass value. How as a producer can you work on this?
Sure. Well, from the horn standpoint, the easiest way to get to dehorn your calves is to use a polled bull. And so we're looking at a lot of those things from a genetic standpoint of ways we can make improvements in our herd without medications and that sort of thing. From bruising and branding, we want to be smart about how we're handling cattle. We want to do it in a low stress manner. And when we look at things like branding, we want to make sure we're able to identify our cattle branding, but we want to use that in the location of our brand and the size of our brand in a smart way, understanding that that hide will eventually be a consumer product. So we don't want to put a brand right over the rib cage where that would be right in the middle of the hide at harvest.
Gotcha. What else can producers do as far as they're on their own farms to help with quality?
You know, I think biosecurity is a really good approach of trying to take measures to prevent illness and introductions into their herd. Taking that seriously, when we look at quality, we want to also take a step back in our breeding programs and our genetics and say, is the way we've been doing it for years the best way? And do we want to make some steps, whether that be through selection of new females or a new bull, to improve the quality at the end of the day? But we also don't want to forget that, you know, our final product is everyone along that food chain is important, from the the producer that handles their cattle exclusively, to all team members that they might employ, to the haulers that might take them to the livestock market, all the way through harvest. We got to have everybody have that commitment and be educated on beef quality assurance all the way through.
You talked a little bit today about the biosecurity plan, but also just having a plan written down and verified with your veterinarian. That's also something that producers should be doing.
Yeah, we really need to take a step back, again, not when we're in those emergency situations, when we're not at the busiest time of year, and evaluate our, again, we need to have annual reviews of these plans. We want them to be written. We want them to be able to be followed easily in case I'm not available to treat an animal on the ranch. I want to make something that anyone can step in that has that animal experience and follow through the recommendations that my veterinarian and I have put together.
Those biosecurity plans, people may not think that they matter right this second, but they certainly are going to.
Absolutely. We have a new study that we'll be launching. Dr. Hagerman is leading that study with Ag Econ, and you'll probably be hearing more about that as we go along. So we're encouraging, that's focused at cow-calf producers, because we're really wanting to understand from a biosecurity perspective, what practices are producers already doing on their operations? And if they're not doing certain practices, why are they not? Is that expense, or is it too time consuming, or they just didn't know that was a good option for them? And so we'll have more information about those biosecurity practices specific to Oklahoma in the next year or so, and you'll be seeing us with extension on that. But you're absolutely right. We've always got concern of foreign animal disease being introduced, and so we want to have good biosecurity practices to protect our investment in our herd. But that investment in those biosecurity practices not only protect us from foreign animal disease, but they protect us from disease that we see really on a daily basis here in the U.S. And it gets back to those really traditional, excellent, good animal husbandry practices.
Well, speaking of that, fall calving season is coming up. What is some veterinarian advice you can give producers going forward, like what they should be getting ready for and what they should be doing?
Sure. I think we need to be taking a look at our records and really identifying, do we need to be sorting those cows or heifers into groups that are going to be calving hopefully close together if we've managed our breeding season. From a handling perspective, we also, now's a good time to take a look at our pen situation, make sure our equipment is in order, make sure we have a way to get a female up and gathered in case she were to have an issue, that we can assist her. If the facilities aren't adequate on site, we need to have the truck and trailer ready to go so we can load her up and take her. And then we also want to be prepared for, you know, we have varying weather in the fall, right? It can be super hot, or we can also be super cold. And so we want to take a look at what's in our calving kit. The one thing I think producers, one of the best investments they can make in their calving kit that's often forgotten, is a digital thermometer. And you can get that in any drugstore. Just get the quick one. That can help us determine a lot about a calf. And so don't forget that thermometer, in addition to things like obstetrical chains to be able to make the pull, make sure if we're going to use a calf puller that it's in working order, and that we have, towels and all of that all gathered up in one spot. Get those flashlights ready. Get all of that in one place, and be ready for those calves to hit the ground.
Well, and you also talked today about vaccinations. I mean, so much information that I think normal people don't really think about when it comes to vaccinating, like needle size and reading the directions and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. I think it's easy, especially when we've got the cattle pulled up, right? And we're in a hurry. Everybody wants to get it done. And it's one of those things that we need to take a moment, and hopefully not when we've got a cow in the chute, but we want to read those labels, make sure we're following those directions, and make sure we're handling those products, because we have a huge investment, particularly in vaccine, to make sure we're handling from the time of purchase to the time we're given that injection in a manner that's going to make sure that vaccine is effective and it's following beef quality assurance guidelines.
Dr. Biggs, thank you so much. Such great information we've had today.
Well, I appreciate you having me. It's great to see everyone, and we're having a great convention here at Oklahoma Cattlemen's.
Absolutely.